Masechta Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah has continued discussing the significant size of different items for Haitzah, carrying the items from one domain to another domain on Shabbos to be over the Melacha Midiraisa. Mishnah Vav, Etzem, if he's carrying out a piece of bone, Kedei Lasis Tarva, the amount necessary to make a spoon, to carve it out into a spoon. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Kedei Lasis Mimenu Chaf, the amount needed to make the tooth of a key, that would make the jagged edges of the key, the teeth of the key, with bone, and it's much smaller, that amount is significant enough for Haitzah. Zechuchas, if he's carrying out glass, Kedei Ligber Boy, Reisha Karkar, in order to scrape and sharpen the end of a karkar. Karkar was a weaver's pick that was used to pull the threads in the weave to pull them tight together, so the weave would be a tight weave, and they would sharpen the end of that karkar with a piece of glass. That was the significant size of glass. Tzrar, I even, if it's pebbles or stones, Kedei Lizrik Ba'if, the amount needed to throw at a bird to shoo the bird away, that was a significant amount. Rabbi Eliezer B'Yakov Eimer, Rabbi Eliezer B'Yakov says, Kedei Lizrik B'Behema, a larger amount needed, the amount needed to shoo away an animal by throwing the stone towards the animal to shoo it away, that was a significant size for Haitzah. Mishnah Zayin, Cheres, if he's carrying earthenware shards, Kedei Litein Bein Patzim L'Chaveri, to put between one board and the next board, when they were stacking boards on top of each other, if there was extra spaces, they would fill it with earthenware shards, so the pressure of the boards would not push on the other wood and cause the wood to warp. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, for Cheres, it's Kedei Lachtos Boi Esa'ar, in order to scoop a burning coal out of the fire. Rabbi Yasi says a third opinion, Kedei Lakabel by Revius, it has to be enough, a large enough shard of earthenware to be able to scoop up a Revius of liquid. A Revius is somewhere between around 3 to 5 ounces, and that's a significant amount of liquid. He has to be able to scoop up with this earthenware shard that amount of liquid. So three opinions, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yasi. I'm Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Afal pi she'ein raya ledavar, even though I don't have a proof to my opinion, but zeich ledavar, I do have a hint to it from the pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya was giving a nevuah about the destruction that was going to come for the people that were doing averis, and he describes the destruction comparable to that of shattered pottery. V'layimatzei b'mechitasei, you won't find amongst the broken shards acheres lachtes esh miyukad, the amount of earthenware shard needed to scoop up coal from a burning fire. And here he's saying that you won't find even a significant piece of earthenware in this broken pottery, and he labels the significant piece as something large enough to be able to scoop up coal from the burning fire. So the pasuk seems to imply that that's the smallest significant use with the earthenware shards. Amar Lei Rabbi Yasi says, Misham Raya, from there you have a proof. But the pasuk continues and it says something else. It also says that there won't be any shards large enough, v'lachsev maya migeva, there won't be enough to scoop up water from a pit. So the pasuk also mentions the use of the shards for scooping up water. So Rabbi Yasi says there is also a hint, to my opinion, that there's the minimum use of the significant use of these charis shards is to scoop up some water, which he would say is the revius of liquid that the charis needs to hold in order to be significant for Haitzah.